This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, a little intrigue on the Lance Armstrong documentary.
I mean, the guy's in such shape.
I did record it available to watch that first episode. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I didn't think that he was going to come off as sympathetic, but
he doesn't really.
He doesn't really, but you made some good arguments about. Okay, let's be fair, though, in how we judge him.
Yeah.
Judge him harshly for what he deserves to be judged harshly on.
And I think you know, it's one of those deals, Ben, where you're like, I'm always cool with the guy that screws up and pays the price. Like, he should be allowed to live his life. I mean, you paid the price. You got what was coming to you. All of his... Everything stripped from it. It's like he never existed in that world.
Took his sponsorship money,
dude.
Away.
Yes, yeah. I mean, so he paid the price. Didn't kill anybody, you know. Didn't rape anybody. Didn't beat anybody up. Wasn't a good dude, but he certainly, you know, he tells the story.
I think the what makes it hard for a lot of us is
we got duped. That's the hardest.
We don't like being duped. We don't like the idea that maybe he took something away from someone else more deserving.
Of course.
But no one loves that idea.
But I can tell you this, with almost 100% certainty, the next guy would have been doping too. That's how prevalent it was in this world. I had no idea.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by the California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Program. As we all start to get back on the road again, now is the perfect time to think about taking a California motorcyclist safety course. The course allows you to skip the riding skills test at the DMV and is required for riders under 21. Become a better rider. Learn more at CaliforniaMotorcyclist.com. About to chat with Dan Zimborski from Fangraphs. First, though, let's get one more check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always enjoy it when he has a few minutes to join our program from Fangraphs and ESPN on occasion. Dan Zimborski back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Dan, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
We're good. I mean, we're kind of playing that same kind of looking at the tea leaves and trying to figure out if baseball is coming back, whether it's going to happen this week or not. I mean, what are you kind of hearing and seeing? Obviously, you probably don't know more than any of the rest of us, but we all have our own thoughts on what's going down.
Well, you always hear whispers about things. I think that generally the feeling is a little less confident than it was a week ago, but I still think that people are in a probably mode, at least, which is something. There's some questions that have come up that you know, are pretty serious and not a lot of time to iron them out.
Yeah, I mean, the probably – we'll all take probably right now. I don't know, though, but you go back and forth like – sometimes I just want a no so that I can move on with my life. The maybe sometimes is the worst thing we can get, and it keeps you hanging on for a while. Sometimes you just like a good heart. Guys, not going to happen. Move on with your lives. How do you feel, Dan?
Oh, you don't say.
Oh, hang on. We just lost him. He's calling back.
All right. Apparently. Okay. Well, we'll figure that out here in a second. It's amazing how few technical difficulties we've had. That one could have happened while we were in the studio as well.
Yeah.
Just one of those phones drop off. That does happen occasionally for sure. But
all right, Dan.
That was quick. All right, repeat your question.
All right, so my question was this. You know, you're talking about whispers and hearing, you know, the probablys, and how satisfied are we with the probably? Sometimes I just want to have a no. Just give me a no and let me know it's not going to happen instead of stringing us along. They keep saying this is a massive, massive week for baseball's return. How do you feel? Is the no better than a maybe at this point?
I don't think a no is better than a maybe, because I think, you know, there's pretty big stakes involved here. Baseball normally has, you know, they make nearly $11 billion in revenue last year. So it's hard to walk away until you've exercised pretty much every possibility you can. But I think we'll know a lot more after this week, because it depends on how much give that teams and players, well, the owners and players have on the red line when it comes to things like the revenue sharing. I think the safety issues, which, while, you know, scarier in a lot of ways, I think those are easier to iron out, because there's not a lot of difference in the motivation for both the owners and players. They both have the same motivation to be healthy and keep people okay. The question is, like, this revenue sharing thing and the pay cuts and the givebacks. If there's a red line where the owners will only accept a giveback in the form of reducing the pro rating by a revenue sharing amount, then I think that it's likely we don't have a season if that's a red line, because that's one I don't think players can cross. Now, if the players are saying, I mean, if the owners are saying, hey, okay, maybe not the revenue sharing, but how about, say, a 15% give back on the pro rating plus another 10% deferred for 3 years or something? I think when you have something like that, then you're dealing with a position that the players can actually take. And in that case, I think that it's very likely we have a season. But I don't know what's going on in the owners' heads. There are some owners, I suspect, who are more hardline than others, such as Artie Moreno. But I don't really know how it's going to play out. I don't think anybody quite knows until they see the exact proposal and talk to the owners.
Hey, Dan, if we do end up with an 82-game season, is there any effect on, you know, when Fangraphs looks at, you know, like the WAR for the season, things like that?
Or I was just going to ask about stats. Yeah.
Is it all based on, you know, like per at bat, and it's all just kind of a, it doesn't matter how many games they overall play? Or is this going to kind of have a little lasting effect where you have to kind of juggle the numbers a bit to make an 82-game season fit into the, you know, the round peg into the square hole of the 162-game seasons?
Well, for measures like WAR, it shouldn't really be a problem. Because WAR is essentially scaled so that there are 1,000 WAR in a season, which puts, you know, replacement level for a team around 48 wins. And with a shorter season, then instead of 1,000 WAR available in a season, there'll be 506 if I'm doing the math right in my head. So it'll just scale everybody down. I mean, an all-star season will be 2 wins instead of 4 wins and so forth. But, I mean, it's going to be more volatile simply because we have, you know, smaller, lesser amounts of playing time overall for everyone.
What is our home? Who is our home run leader? How many home runs in an 82 games? Who wins the home run?
27?
Yeah. Like what based on calculations off the top of your head, per at bat, et cetera, Dan, like Bryce Harper goes out and hits 30 bombs. This is a massive, massive season, right?
Yeah. If he hits 30, that's huge, because you can probably expect the leader to be a little more than halfway to a normal total, simply because you get the guy who's hot for half a season that wouldn't normally be hot for a whole year. I think 30 is a good probably over-under to lead the league, which is kind of a weird way to reduce home run totals if that's what you're going for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the traditional back of the baseball stat kind of cards are all going to have to be viewed through the prism of an 82-game season. And a guy that drives in 57 runs had a really, really good shortened year.
Yep.
Now, it won't look great necessarily when you're just listening down. Oh, he had 100, 108, 97, 57. What happened there? Yeah, he led the league. That was a really, really good year.
Chris Paddock wins the Cy Young with 7 wins, you know?
I think Joe Pictures will have 10 losses. So he'll be like, yeah, no, I didn't even lose double digits.
It's so crazy. Yeah, it's, and so you guys, you know, based on what you guys do for a living, and again, we're talking to Dan Szymborski here from Fangraphs, have you guys had these conversations amongst yourselves about how things are going to be handled? I mean, I think everybody's had to pivot a little bit with the way they do things. Is there going to be new stats, weighted stats, things like that.
We had talked about it, but, you know, a lot of the stats still work. It's just that you have to kind of consider things differently. I think that people, you know, adjusted from the 1994 strike. I mean, that was more than 82 games, but it was, what, 110 games or so?
Yeah.
And we adjusted from that. I think the biggest thing is remembering that everybody has a smaller sample this year, so you're going to have more crazy outliers because players have more crazy outliers in a half season than a whole season.
So true.
Imagine, like, Jack Flaherty, if he only played the second half of the season, he'd be, you know, fighting Bob Gibson. It'll just be weird in ways. There's just not much we can really do about it, though.
And talking to Dan Zimborski from Fangraphs here on Ben and Woods, we're having designated hitter. It looks like, we don't know for sure, but it looks like they're going to use it in the National League this year as well. As a National League fan kind of my whole life, what is the traditional difference? Like for pitchers in the American League that have to face DHs all year long versus the pitchers in the National League who get that easier out generally, you know, in the ninth spot. What kind of effect does that usually have in the long run and in things like ERA and other pitching statistic totals?
Generally speaking, if you take all the pitchers out of the games, you'd expect NL pitcher stats to they obviously are going to change. ERA, historically, you're going to have like about a 13% bump, so just call it 10 to 15%. You'll see about a 5% reduction in strikeouts because, you know, you're facing DHs and not pitchers. A lot fewer bunts, of course. About 5% more home runs, about 10 points of batting average. So it's not massive. It won't really affect the wins so much because everybody will have to do it. But fantasy players have to be aware of that thing because if you're in a, you know, a league that has the entire major leagues, your team might have gotten worse if you have a lot of NL pitchers, and that's just how fantasy is based. But in real life, it probably won't be that big a difference. But if you're a fan of the DH, I would be worried right now. I mean, a fan of pitchers hitting.
If you are a fan of the DH?
I mean, if you're a fan of pitchers hitting instead of
hitting,
the DH,
yeah.
I would be worried.
Yeah, we kind of have resigned ourselves to the fact that it's probably not going to be around much longer. After they've kind of, you know, wiggled it in during this year, it's going to be hard to say, oh, you can't ever do that in the National League. Well, this is a way to break with some traditions in this season, and we may see some other changes as well that have kind of been inspired. Who knows if, like, the extra inning ideas of, games a little bit,
yeah,
putting base runners on is going to come and be here to stay. Dan, what would you think about that?
I think I tend to be fairly go either way for the DH. I like it both with and without, so I'm not really a hardcore partisan on either side. But if I loved having pitchers hit and I could say trade it for not having this weird ghost runner in the extra innings, I would make that trade every day. Like, okay, we had the DH, but we never talk about this again.
The ghost runner on second, yeah. Trade.
I mean, that's what you do when you're playing wiffle ball as a kid. We only have two people playing wiffle ball, so there's a ghost runner on second. It's like, why are we using wiffle ball rules?
Dan, as always, it's fun to chat with you. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning. Thank you, man.
Always fun. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Dan Zimborski on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking.
It's better.
It's better. It is better, Woods. Baseball's not the only one facing this right now. Adam Silver and basketball over the weekend, they kind of talked. They're now hitting like late July for a return. That's some. I mean, they're committed. I mean, their season, they'd be pretty much getting to the NBA Finals right around now. And they're still saying we're 2+ months away from even resuming, whether it's the regular season or going straight to the playoffs or go to kind of a modified playoff tournament format. They're still talking about that Disney World plan. But, you know, Adam Silver's going to have to make some tough calls. Are they going to bring every team back? You know, does every team want to come back? Are you going to make them all play? Are you not going to give teams opportunities that do want to play?
I think as far as experimenting goes, like we talk about experiments in baseball, I think NBA has the opportunity to experiment more than any other sport. Football, if and when it returns, it's going to look pretty much the same. Whether or not fans are there, we don't know. But NBA, I mean, they could just skip right to the playoffs. They could do a 1-16 like tournament style playoffs. I'm excited if they can make this work. I think it's going to look very different.
It will. If I'm LeBron James, you know, I feel like we worked hard as the Lakers. You want to get the one seed. You want the benefit of that. Just throw that all out the window now, and we're just playing a tournament at the end to try to win a championship. Does that
– you get the one seed in the tournament.
Is that a satisfying
– Is that a championship?
I don't know.
This is going to be the dilemma that rages on for the rest of our lives, boys, until we are 6 feet under, until we are spinning in our urns. Does 2020 count? In any sport, does it count? Does it count? If LeBron James goes and wins a finger quotes title for the Lakers, is that, do you throw that on to his title count? If the Padres win this World Series in finger quotes, does that count?
I mean, it has to. Otherwise, why are we doing it?
I know. Just I get
skip
it.
To next year. Otherwise, it has to. You have to play for something. It has to count. Yeah, everyone will have their own thoughts on it.
Of course.
It'll undoubtedly count.
Unless it's the Dodgers, you said.
Right, unless it's the Dodgers. Just a couple other NBA notes just quickly. We're almost to the end here. I saw Jerry Sloan passed away at the age of 70. Hadn't even thought of him for
a long time until we saw him. 6 weeks.
And I actually kind of liked him.
I know.
Going back. Jerry Sloan, he had a sense of humor on those press conferences.
Yeah, he's great.
And so that was kind of a sad note. I saw Patrick Ewing also was diagnosed. He was in the hospital, got out of the hospital after his coronavirus diagnosis. Michael Jordan reportedly is taking it personally.
Yes, very much so.
Patrick Ewing got the coronavirus.
And he didn't.
That's pretty much it for today. Reminder, coming up on Friday, we get our Game of the Week. Again, 10 o'clock if you want to join us, our virtual Game of the Week, presented by Wingley Buddha-Style Chicken at Sinley Foods. Join us streaming MLB The Show 20 at our Facebook page. And thanks to Wingley Buddha-Style Chicken at Sinley Foods, located at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, for bringing baseball back to San Diego. Wingley Buddha-Style Chicken, it's a lifestyle, not a fad. They kind of eased into this week.
Yeah, piece of cake.
We're back, though, and we'll be back tomorrow 5 a.m. for 4 more hours. Paul Reindel, executive producer, good job. He's getting married on Saturday. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. Jim Rome Show is coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.